And now it's time for the Cannabis Report on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis and psychedelics correspondent Leland Rucker. This morning, it looks like we're going to look at some newly passed and newly going into effect laws and legislation, both here in Colorado and around the country. And it looks like we're looking at both psychedelics and cannabis. So what's going on, Leland?
Well, it's kind of good, kind of weird. But the new bill in Colorado that governs psychedelic mushrooms, SB 23290, it went into effect July 1st. Senate President Steve Feinberg, he said at one time at the Psychedelic Science Conference that he used to be called Mushroom Steve, which I thought was pretty funny. But one legislature joked that the bill, which is, you know, puts guardrails and details around the psychedelics movement, it was a bill that everybody hated. I mean, everybody hated it. Nobody liked this bill at all, but lawmakers felt the bill was necessary to ensure proper implementation of Proposition 122, which had nothing about implementation. And, you know, the bill, it limits the size of personal mushroom grows. It clarifies what's legal in terms of sharing and selling homegrown product. Shifts regulatory authority for legalized healing centers to a different agency within state government, and it bars local governments, some of which wanted more control over psychedelics in their areas, from stepping in.
Well, we knew the guardrails were going to go up and they needed to go up, so I guess it's good to see the wheels in motion.
Yeah.
And to shift away from psychedelics a bit and look over at cannabis laws going into effect around the country, what can you tell us about what's going on there?
Well, you know, Maryland is the 21st state to legalize cannabis for recreational use, and that was on a Saturday. And it allows Maryland residents with a valid government ID to purchase and possess recreational marijuana for use in their private residence. And Connecticut residents 21 and older can grow up to 6 cannabis plants. That's according to a new law. And at the same time in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, who we hear about all the time as a Republican presidential candidate, he signed a bill that expressly prohibits sober living facilities, which is defined as a sober living facility as a residence for individuals who are recovering from substance abuse disorders. And this prohibits them to possess or use medical marijuana, even if they're certified by a doctor. Every other doctor prescribed pharmaceutical medication is permitted, but not medical marijuana. Governor signed the legislation on Tuesday, and he gave final approval to a hemp regulations measure that bans the sale of legal smokeless hemp products to people under 21. And I was looking along, I saw a recent Forbes article that said that it might be a long time before it's legal across the country, which means we're going to have this same different states with different rules and different laws. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said last week he's working with the FDA and the Drug Enforcement Administration, quote, to try to see if we can give the president an answer that's based on the science and the evidence. Stay tuned. We hope to be able to get there pretty soon, hopefully this year. I'm not sure that that's going to happen. And Forbes definitely isn't. You know, for the state regulated cannabis industry, the dream of federal legalization has been a nightmare. It just is never going to happen. You know, the Forbes article says it might be 10 years. Who knows? But folks still can't sell or distribute product over state lines. And that really hurts all kinds of businesses. Every state has different rules. The stock prices of cannabis companies are down 75% since 2020. There aren't that many cannabis companies left that are doing magazines or anything about cannabis. And after 2022 ended without any significant reform, reality set in. Cannabis legalization is really popular with voters, but it's not a priority inside the Beltway. It's just reality.
Well, there certainly has been a lot going on the last couple of years to keep the U.S. government busy. So I guess not too much of a surprise to hear that it could be a wait yet to hear any more news on this one. So thanks for keeping us in the loop, Leland.
Thank you.
And you can catch the Cannabis Report for cannabis, psychedelics, and plant medicine news here on KGNU the first and third Thursday of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.